The Fred Allen Show, presented by the makers of Shepherd Cheese and Tender Leaf Cheese. Folks, before the entertainment part of this show starts, I'd like to tell you about an important price reduction in important protein food, cheese. And that's mighty welcome news these days. We've had a report from retail food stores in just the past few days on the prices of Shepherd Cheese in half-pound and two-pound packages, and the price of jars of Shepherd Cream Spread. This report shows that food retailers have passed on to consumers promptly reductions in wholesale prices of cheese. Prices at retail are now 17 to 24 cents a pound lower than they were just a few months ago. That's a mighty big saving on any food as important as cheese, because cheese is a good, nourishing protein food. And when you choose Shepherd cheese, you're getting more than just nourishment. You're getting the fine, rich cheese flavor that all Shepherd cheese products are famous for. So remember today, more than ever, it pays to say Shepherd. S-H-E-F-F-O-R-D. Shepherd for fine cheese.
It isn't Jack Eisen, it's the Copa Kitty.
Presents the Fred Allen Show with Fred's guests, Bing Crosby in the flesh. Thornton Hopper, Minerva Pyers, Peter Donald, Parker Fenley, the DeMarco sisters, Al Goodman and his orchestra, and this voice is coming from Kenny Delmar.
This week, ladies and gentlemen, the mayor started a drive to clean up the city. Helping the drive along, we bring you a man who has busted off the main desk for tonight. And here he is, Fred Allen.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. And, Portman, I was listening to the end of the Edgar Bergen program. What was your opening proclamation? I didn't quite get it.
Mayor O'Dwyer wants people to help clean up the city.
Well, how can New York be dirty? The last time it asked Governor Dewey for money, the governor gave the city the brush.
New York City.
How?
For Spring Street uptown.
For Spring Street uptown? That's very good.
I thought so.
Well, that makes two of us, but what are we about? I wish that little boy would start laughing again. He showed some promise during your announcement there, but he died out quickly. Well, tell me what's new this week, your clothes an island. There's no door on an island.
The Republicans can do anything.
But if they close Ellis Island, what will the immigrants do?
They'll have to tread water till they get their first papers.
Are there any other items?
Yes. The Inventors Exposition is opening in Chicago.
Oh, good. What are the new inventions this year?
They have a book with damp pages.
Damp pages?
So you don't have to...
Oh, wait a minute. The little boy's got it. Contributions to journalism and literature. And so our question this evening is, are you satisfied with the Pulitzer Prize Awards this year?
Shall we go?
As the lady said when the little boy asked, what are those bars across the window? Lattice.
Mm-hmm.
I guess the senator's in. His mule's harness is hanging there on the hall tree, see? Well, let's knock.
Somebody mauled my molding.
Yes,
I'm Congressman Senator Cross. Come on, Eddie.
Look, Senator.
Come on, I'm all in. My head feels like a basketball somebody's betting on.
Well, wait a minute.
That congressman from Michigan is right. There's too many dinners and parties going on in Washington.
You mean?
That's what that D.C. in Washington stands for. Drinking cocktails. That's the congressman's life. During the day, he's passing laws. During the night, he's passing out. I can't even hold the floor. I can't even get up off it.
Wait a minute. I hate to interrupt, Senator, during this news and dispatch here, but tell me, are you, personally, are you happy with the Pulitzer Award?
Well, all except the History Award.
Yes?
We have the history winner in the South.
Really?
Dorsey Culpepper, the author of Should the Possum Boat.
Oh, a bestseller for me.
A Wayward Alligator.
Yeah.
My 4 years with Chloe.
Swamp Lass.
Dorsey Culpepper wrote the only complete history of America from the landing of Columbus to the outbreak of the Civil War.
Only up to the Civil War? Well, how can that history be complete?
Everything that's been written in history books since the Civil War is nothing but Yankee propaganda.
Well, the North could really make peace with the Senator. Well, now, let's see if Mr. Moody is still rampant. Tell me, Mr. Moody, how do you feel about the Pulitzer Prize Award?
I tried to hold in, but I had to laugh.
You had to laugh at one of the awards?
The greatest news story. Huh? Greatest news story last year happened right here on my farm.
Really? Well, what was it?
Why, the Tree Lovers Guild had to do...
Yes.
Some tree surgeon gave a talk on pruning.
Pruning, eh?
After the talk, there was a feed. Sarsaparilla and cupcakes. I must drink 2 gallons of sarsaparilla and 30 cupcakes.
Yeah?
When I got into bed, the sarsaparilla started trying to get into the cups in the cupcakes. I was yelling and moaning.
What happened?
The doctor comes and says, Moody, he says, if you don't get a blood transfusion, you're a goner.
A blood transfusion, eh?
There wasn't a human being on the farm.
Not a human being. Well, what did the doctor do?
He went out into the barn.
Yes?
The doctor fetched the goat to my bedside.
And?
He opened my vein and the goat's vein with a sickle, and he gave me the transfusion.
Good.
That doctor saved my life.
Well, that sure is the biggest story of the year.
And them Pulitzers missed it.
How do you like that? Well, Titus, you look wonderful. You're full of goat blood, and it doesn't bother you at all?
No. It bothers me only one way.
And what is that?
Don't bend over. Come on.
Over. Well, let's try this next door.
Uncle Doodoo.
Mrs. Kirschbaum, how do you feel about the Pulitzer Award?
Well, the Pulitzer Award to me is coming like a shock.
Oh, really? Well, who should have won the Pulitzer Award?
Edgar Allan Cohen, the delicatessen poet.
Edgar Allan Cohen.
He is rhyming only about things he has seen in delicatessen.
Oh, really? Well, what are some of his poems?
Has chicken fat and only that.
Yes?
Little pickle, how come you are fickle? A herring once had a wonderful dream. He was eating Lindy and sour cream.
Oh, tell me, which form of Edgar Allan Cohen do you think should have won the Pulitzer Prize?
Hello, little seed inside a prune.
Oh, that's a poem? Well, how does it go?
Hello, little seed inside a prune. What's new in there? What is doing? Is it morning, night, or noon? Little seed inside a prune. Why, little seed inside a prune? Hiding in your black cocoon, it could be April, May, or June. What care you, little seed in a prune? Lucky you, little seed in a prune. Safe from the world in its rotten room.
To you, I say, it would be a boon if man was a seed inside the prune.
That somehow brings us to Mr. Cassidy's door. Well, let's arouse the placid Mr. Cassidy.
Yes, the price of Tenderleaf tea balls is just the same today as it was before the war.
And that's only one of many reasons why they outsell all other kinds. Tenderleaf tea balls are America's favorite because they're better in every way. They make more flavorful tea more easily and conveniently. It's famous for flavor Tenderleaf brand tea put up in individual packets of tasteless filter paper so that each cup is perfectly clear, more inviting, more comforting. There's a world of quick comfort when you need it most in delicious Tenderleaf tea, and there's the added comfort of saving money this way. So make the most of a grand opportunity. Stock up this week so you never run out. Ask your grocer for Tenderleaf brand tea balls. They are still the same low pre-war price.
About my opera.
How did you ever get Bing Crosby for your star?
Well, that night after I heard him sing on a Silco program, I started out for Bing's hotel. Ah, oh, this must be Bing's room, the Flanders. There's an autograph. There's an autograph picture of Burl Ives hanging on the door. Well, I'll not. Yes, Bing Crosby. Well, look, Bing, if you're busy...
Oh, no, Fred, come in. I was just working out on the punching bag. I'm practicing my left hook.
Oh, your left hook, Bing, you mean?
Naturally, I have to keep up with Sinatra.
Frankie has started a trend.
Everyone's in training, Fred. Como, Haynes, Andy Russell. I even caught Jimmy Sims ducking into the YW with a sweatshirt and boxing gloves.
I used to know her sister, Jimmy.
Well,
knowing how to...
No, Dan, sure.
Knowing how to be how to fight, Bing. Yeah. Knowing how to fight is going to come in handy. You know, with your team, the Pittsburgh Pirates, plays Brooklyn.
Oh, concerto, boy.
Really?
The Dodgers may have the same branch, but they're turning over a new leaf. This season, the Dodgers are considerate.
Considerate how?
Right next to the visiting team's water cooler, they keep a 5-gallon jug of plasma.
Plasma?
Uh-huh. And when you need it, they're ready to give it to you. The shortstop wears a rubber glove.
Oh, I've never seen that. They say that second base at Ebbets Field can be blown up into an oxygen tent.
That is an emergency.
But tell me, James, I know that you've been traveling around with the team. What do you do with the Pirates?
Well, I carry the bat, sprinkle the infield, sell a few Hank Greenberg buttons in the grandstand. And just before the game, I sing the Star Spangled Banner.
Oh, you do? Say, the fans must like that.
The fans like it, Fred, but last week I got a nasty letter from Lucy Monroe.
Duroc in the morning. I don't know how you keep going.
What do you mean?
Working for the Pirates, doing your radio program, making guest appearances on other shows.
Oh, it's nothing, Fred. It's kid stuff.
Kid stuff?
Stuff I have to do to feed my kids. Yes.
Say, I heard you doing a guest appearance a few weeks ago. It was on one of Dennis Day's programs.
Yeah?
The one he does on Sunday night.
Oh, you mean the first half hour of the Phil Harris show.
Yes, I knew then that you were open for singing
or work,
part-time work. That's why I'm here. I have written an opera thing, The Hollywood Mikado. I'd like to have you star in it.
I sing the leading role.
And how you sing the leading role. Now, the opera opens in the ermine-paneled office of a big movie studio, the Louis B. Allen production. As usual, there's a crisis on the hour. Old L.B. Allen has summoned his entire staff to the conference room. As the curtain rises, the staff breaks into song.
If you want to know who we are, we're in Hollywood, we're the thinkers. We make 1,000 movies a year, and most of them are twinkies.
Gentlemen,
gentlemen, this is no time for singing. You know the mighty Louis B. Allen studio is on its last leg.
Yes, Uncle Louis.
For years, we have been making great pictures. The Beethoven story, the Brahms story, the life of Nick Kenny.
Uncle Louis, you won
$200. I'm knee-deep in Oscars. I realize that. The studio has prestige, but it's bankrupt. Men, we have got to make money. We have got to give the public what it wants. A Western picture.
But where can we get a Western star?
Monogram and Republic have them all signed.
Boys, here is our new star. Creep Along Crosby. Come in, Creep Along.
All right, boys. Creep Along Crosby. Who's he?
Tell them who we are, Creep Along.
I'm proud to spread the information. Hold my furs.
A Hollywood cowboy, I ride the Technicolor Rangers. On the screen, I brave all dangers. In the last reel, I generally die. I provide the thrills with my riding in fight and praise. I'm always with Gabby Hayes, but the sight of a gun gives me chills, 'cause I've never been west of Beverly Hills.
There you are, boy.
Dad, Uncle Louis, this boy's another Smiley Burnett.
Got our cowboy star. We're all set.
Hold on there, Alan. Don't I get a leading lady? I don't cotton to the idea that the picture fading out with me kissing my heart.
Don't worry, Creep Along. We've got five leading ladies, and they're all glamour girls. Tell Creep Along, girls. Patrons eating
chewing popcorn all the while. They sit there with their shoes off while their young romp in the aisle. And those deadly moving stage shows with a comedian and a band. And the MC who keeps yelling, give this little girl a hand. And the test who sits behind you who thinks newsreels should be his. They never will be missed. They never will be missed.
He's got them on his list. He's got them on his list. And they never will be missed.
No, they never will be missed.
Well, boys, we've got our cowboy star and the leading lady. Let's start shooting the picture.
But Uncle Louie, the studio is bankrupt.
Dad, no money to hire actors.
Wait, partner. I think I can solve the problem.
Solve the problem? How? Creep along?
You object to using relatives?
Relatives?
I've got four sons laying around the house, not earning the keep.
Good. Why, an Allard Adler elevator status, they can be the posse.
I've got a brother, Everett. I've been wondering what to do with him for years.
This is the solution.
I've got 9 ball players. If they blow another doubleheader, I'll bring them in from Pittsburgh.
Have a mop team.
And I can even throw in 200 horses to boot.
To boot?
That's the only way to get my horses to run.
Well, all set. Just a minute, creep along. How come a poor Hollywood nobody cowboy actor like you has all these dependents, a brother Everett, and 200 horses?
Well, I confess. Without this 10-gallon hat, without these simulated meat shots, I'm not creep along, cause I'm being grown.
Dean Crosby, I've still never seen you in pictures.
Nobody's ever seen me in pictures. That's why I want to do a picture all by myself. This is it.
At last, here's a picture for Bing Tra-la. That's not on some road with Bob Hope. At last, I'll be seen on the screen. Tra-la. Without that nose hogging the scene. Tra-la. With those bad jokes, I won't have to cope. Playing straight for that Pepsodent soap. What a wonderful picture this is going to be. Not Fitzgerald or Ingrid to steal it from me. I'll be a sensation, the talk of the nation. At last, here's a picture for Ben.
He'll be a sensation, the talk of the nation.
Now I remember you.
Huh?
Bing Crosby. I heard you on the Jolson program. You got me the mic.
Is that leaked in here? I don't know.
I've got it.
What's
this? Bing, we'll make this a singing western.
Huh?
We'll get the biggest cowboy band ever assembled.
Huh?
300 banjos, 400 jugs, Zeke Manners, 150 washed up bass.
Well, let's start the picture. I'll get my bandana.
Hold it. Don't get your bandana. Huh? I just remembered. The music is out.
Music?
Oh. Bing, we overlooked something. In all the excitement, there's one thing we forgot. The trillo. The trillo. The trillo. First, we must learn if we can or cannot. From the trillo. The trillo. The trillo. If you want a musician to beat on a drum, or a trumpet to toot, or a banjo to strum, you can't do a single thing till you hear from Petrillo, Petrillo, Petrillo.
I better take off the music and make this a play western.
The studio has no money.
All we need is a sun lamp and 2 swords.
You mean?
We'll call it the duel of the sun.
Gentlemen, studio stage.
Hooray!
Hey! 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 Hey!